Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One of the first women engineers to work for a major national company now works in Marion County. What's her story? Let's go in-depth with Kristen Gomez with Hormel Knoxville. Kristen, how many engineers do you think are working at Hormel and all of its branches all over the world, do you think?
At some of the smaller plants, there's typically at least three. And so with the larger plants, there can be almost 20. And we have approximately 40 locations across the globe. So that adds up to quite a few engineers. So our engineering staff at the plant level is very large. And at the corporate level, we also have some support systems there. So there's probably 20 or 30 at the corporate as well.
So doing the math, am I at about 150?
Roughly, yeah.
150 engineers, and you were the first female.
I was one of the first female engineers at one of the plant locations. That was a new experience to me. I hadn't realized that until I had left that location and went to Osceola Foods. I started in the Fremont plant, and I had a lot of questions from a lot of the office staff, you know, how are the guys treating you? Is everything going okay? And they showed some genuine concern, and I never really understood until I figured out that I was the first female that they had had in the engineering group there. So, and I had met another woman in engineering at the Osceola plant as well, and she was the first at that location.
Okay, so you were the first at your location, but I'm thinking, is it just you and her, or is there more corporate now?
There is more. There's actually several women in engineering within the company now. They've made a lot of efforts to recruit and try to help retain a diverse set of talent within engineering. So there's quite a few that are coming up through the ranks and quite a few as associates, and we have some that have progressed to regular maintenance engineer, and now there's a couple of us that are at management level. So
several out of 150.
Yes.
You're young.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
so it was
young.
A pretty fast progression. I know that they had a little bit of a gap in their succession plans over the years, and so somebody in my role would have typically had about 10 to 15 years of experience. Right now, I'm at 7.
So what kind of an engineer are you?
On the piece of paper that I paid a lot of money for, it says I'm a mechanical engineer. So by degree, I'm mechanical. In my position here, I work in maintenance, and so my title is manager of plant engineering. But what that means is I supervise maintenance supervisors.
I'm guessing that has something to do with all of the equipment, the machinery that makes the pepperoni and packages the pepperoni and robots and...
Yep. So wall to wall, we're responsible for building maintenance and all of the equipment inside it.
So that means you know how all the equipment works or how to repair it?
Definitely not.
No?
I rely very heavily on the experience of the craftsmen that work here and the experience of the maintenance supervisors that have been here before me. So,
but you have to know the basics of the operation and how to keep it going and maintenance schedules and things, do's and don'ts.
Yep, yeah, and you pick up some of that as you go through the different plants and you start to kind of get some experience on different equipment. You do pick up a little bit of what the tricks are for maintenance. For example, packaging equipment is one of our most worked on equipment in the plant. There's a lot of moving parts. So.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I've seen the operation, and it's very complicated, lots of moving parts and small pieces and constant repetition. And
yes.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about being a woman engineer with Kristen Gomez with Hormel.
So where did you get your degree?
I went to Oakland University in Southeast Michigan. It's in Rochester, Michigan. So that's where I'm from originally, is Southeast Michigan.
And then you went to Fremont.
I actually moved for Cargill first.
You moved to Cargill, okay.
Yep, so I was being recruited when I graduated college, and I had an offer on the table from Chrysler and an offer on the table from Cargill in 2007. And so at the time, the writing was on the wall a little bit for the automotive industry, so Cargill looked a lot more attractive as a move for me and my family, so... At the time, we had just had a daughter as well, and so she was approaching 1 year old, so I wanted to make a move that made sense for us.
As we set up for the interview, you told me some of the things that you had done today, and it was very interesting, the diverse set of activities. Do you mind sharing some of those with our listeners?
Oh, sure. Today was actually kind of packed with meetings, which... not uncommon for us, but we had a job bid meeting for some of the upgrades we're making to some equipment in the plant. And so that was one of the newer experiences for me. I hadn't been to very many of those. But now that I'm in this role, I spend a lot more time on projects than I do with specifically just spending time with craftsmen. And also I had a meeting with our local coordinator for STEM. She works for Drake University, so I had a good talk with her, talked a lot about what options there are to try to reach out to some of the local schools and see some of the events that they have out there. They're called STEM festivals, I believe, and so it was interesting to hear that they are starting to try to have those in more locations, and I think there's one coming up in Ottumwa in March.
And what other kinds of activities might be a typical day?
A lot of other activities might include trying to, as we were interrupted just shortly ago, is, you know, trying to chase down parts that we're needing to try to get things back going, and rushing materials in if we need them, and coordinating work for contractors. So,
it's a management position. Do you think that there's lots of, I don't know, opportunity for advancement for you in Hormel?
Yeah, I think so. When you get to the plant level, I think there's still room to go within the plant. For me, I started as an associate maintenance engineer and became a maintenance engineer, and then spent some time in another plant as a reliability engineer. And now as a manager of other engineers, I think there's still other larger facilities that have plant engineers, and they manage several other engineers. So I think there's a lot of room to go at the plant level. And then, of course, there's also positions at the corporate office that where I can move up into if I so choose.
Would you like to run a plant?
I think I would. I think I would like to be the plant engineer at a larger facility.
But how about the big boss? You want to be the big boss at a facility?
I don't know if I would handle that pressure so well of handling all the product coming in and out. I think it's plenty of pressure to handle the parts coming in and out.
Uh-huh. And the parts and the maintenance. And how many people work directly under you?
I have a maintenance supervisor and a maintenance engineer, and total craftsman headcount is 15.
All right, so 15 people. And so do you get to know them pretty well, or are they pretty isolated in their jobs? Are they self-sufficient? Do they, I don't know, what's the kind of interaction that you have?
Quite a bit on a day-to-day basis with there only being 15. We live in pretty close quarters, so they all come back to a main shop, so we tend to get to know each other pretty well.
And so you're the only woman, or is there one more in your...
I do have a parts clerk that works back there with us as well, and she is in charge of managing the storeroom where we store all of the spare parts and some of our tools.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about being a woman engineer with Kristen Gurmez with Hormel.
Are there challenges to being a woman? Earlier on, you mentioned that some of the ladies at the first plant that you worked at asked if everything was going all right with the guys. Is that a challenge?
I usually don't see that as a challenge. They tend to treat me just as they would any other boss. So I don't see any sort of change in their behavior, at least from my observation. So they might tone things down a little bit with shop talk when I'm around, but I wouldn't know otherwise.
So it's a good environment.
Yes, I enjoy it.
And you would encourage other women, girls, to go into engineering?
I definitely would. I think it's important to have that diversity, and I think it's important to realize that these jobs are open to anybody. I think it's really easy to find those examples of white male engineers, scientists, or technicians, but it makes it really hard for them to see that, see themselves in that role. And so when they're young, I mean, it's really important to get that message that there's certain things that they should see as open to them. And engineering is one of them.
And you're a role model then?
I like to think so. I hope at some point I can inspire at least somebody else that they can do this job. I didn't come into this job because I thought I would be really great at it. I came into this job because I saw it as a challenge and an opportunity. I will tell you right now, I did not think I would ever make it quite so far. I had some my own self-doubts, but one of them was always along the lines of math. I always hated math. It was my worst subject. But I still made it through all those classes. It might have taken me a little extra work, but it's doable.
Well, now, over the last, 20, 40 years, Hormel wasn't alone. There weren't many mechanical engineers in any industry, were there, that are women?
I think it's still challenging to attract diversity in engineering. When I graduated, I was one of three female mechanical engineers.
Out of how many?
Out of a couple hundred.
Three out of a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So entire industries
are struggling to find that talent.
And do you think women have a different kind of angle on things, different kind of tangle than most of us guys?
I think it is. I think it's a different approach all around. And I don't think that's untrue of anybody. I think we all come into problem solving with a different perspective.
Very interesting. And you told me that Hormel has a big diversity effort.
They do.
Can you tell us more about that?
Not only is it challenging to find these recruits, and recruiting, they do every bit that they can by reaching out to a lot of different schools and to recruit new people into our business. They also focus pretty heavily on trying to foster that talent and try to create an inclusive workforce, so that people always feel like their ideas and opinions are valued and that their talents are being used.
It's nice to feel your talents are being used in a job, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the things that they try to promote in that whole process is that we create inspired food, and it's made by inspired people. So I think that says a lot to what they're trying to accomplish.
Well, and it creates an environment that people want to be hired into, an environment that where people want to work, where they're happy to work, and they fit in, and they're happy to stay.
Absolutely.
Somebody in upper management sat down with some other people one day and just decided to make this a big initiative, and the company has profited from it.
I think that they have seen it coming for a long time. I think that they've been working on this for a while to try to make sure that we are including large groups of people, not just women, but a lot of minorities. There are several employee resource groups that they've started, and each of these groups will typically have a sponsor at the vice president level that supports them and tries to make sure that they're reaching out to people in the company to make them feel like that they are, in fact, trying to develop them and retain them as talent. So,
well, I know there's lots of parents of little girls and grandparents of little girls that are listening. Do you have any advice for them?
I would say encourage them to engage in all types of activities. They can benefit from just about any of it. I see a lot of value in allowing the girls to get just as dirty as the boys and to get into just as much trouble as the boys do, because you learn a lot from tearing into things, getting dirty. So
Any advice with respect to, like, classes to take in school?
I will tell you that one of the things that would have helped me, I think, would have been to try to pay a little more attention in math, but it wasn't a deal breaker for me. I can say that if you are interested in it, then the classwork is going to be a lot easier. So I would say stay focused on the ones that you're most interested in.
Do you think our schools are providing the kids what they need to know to effectively go into engineering and then to on to careers?
I'm not sure that they really get a chance to see that there's a lot of these types of jobs right here in Iowa. There's a lot of need for engineering technicians and scientists right here. There's a lot of larger companies in this area, even specifically in Marion County, that will benefit from having talent, local talent, that has been promoted from within.
Thanks to Kristen Gurmaz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.